Okay, everybody. Today's shiur is about Sudas Bris Milah. So, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, "Vayigdal hayelad vayigomal." V'yas Avram mishta gadol biyom higomel isitzchok. So the simple pshat, this has nothing to do with Bris Milah. Rashi says so it means at the end of the nursing period when he's weaned, the sof chavdal chodesh. So Pashup Shah, this has nothing to do with the Bris Milah, right? It's the Suda that two years is the time of Yanika, and it's relevant for today because some poskim hold that after a child is born for the first 2 years, the woman has a din of menekes, even if she's not nursing. So that's how I follow like Rav Abadi holds. That's why any woman who has a child under two, Rav Abadi holds, that's why I tell them they don't have to fast on Shiva Sabbat Thomas.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though they're not
right.
Nursing?
Yeah. Anyone who asks me, they don't put up signs.
Right. Even though they're not nursing.
Right. Yeah. So, it's a whole discussion. Okay, so it's always in Yonah de Yomba. We always fit it in.
It's not a coincidence.
Nothing is a coincidence. But, so whose idea was this? This has to do with Bris Milah. So the Pirkei de Rav Lezer, on page 2, says Rabbi Shmuel, page 2, Lo Ikev Avram Mikol Asher Tzivok Shalodayd Yitzchak Bechesi Yomim. When he was 8 days old, he gishol Milo Shenemar Vayomal Avram Yitzchakno Ben Shmonos Yomim He gishol Milchav Gabi Amitzvech Laosa Simcha Umishta Mikan Amru Chachomim Kayev Odom Masos Simcha Umishta Baoslo Yom Shazocho Lomolos Beno Avram Avinu Shenema Vayas Avram Mishta Gadol Biyom Yigomel Es Yitzchak. So the Pirkei de Rav Lezer is the earliest source that uses that pasuk Biyom Yigomel, which the Pashup Shah, like Rashi says on Chumash, means the day that he was weaned, the day he was no longer nursed, to refer to Bris Milah. Yeah, so that's the Tosis in Shabbos on page 4 of Kuflamin Amal quotes it. Sosa Nochi, the Medrash Lamasechal and Shminis Ksiv, Medrash Al Mila, Shiba Shmini. Kenamarina Vesa Ram Mishna Gadol, Yom Gomel Shisko. The Yom Higamel Hey Gimel means Hey is 5 and Gimel is 3 is 8. The Yom Hey Gimel Mola Shisko. The Hainu B'yom Hashmini, and that's B'yom Higomel. B'yom Higomel. B'yom Hey Gimel, Day 8, Mol, and then that day, Vayas Mishka Gadol. So that's how he explains the Pirkei de Rav Lezer. Yeah. Even though the Pshuto, the Rashi and Chumash quotes, the Pshuto Shal Mikra has to do with that.
And the fact is that and that they've influenced it, that it's a practice to have a suit of a person, not in a weaning.
Right, exactly. You know, who makes a suit Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Ksubas that's relevant on page 5. Rav Chanin Chaviva Ikla Debei Mahola. Rav Chanin came to a place that they were doing Bris Milah. Baruch Shasimcha B'mono. And he made the bracha Shasimcha B'mono. V'lei Silchasa Kavase. But we don't do that. Mishum D'Tridi D'Izlei Tzara Liyanuka.
The fact that he made it shows that there was a suit.
Exactly. So you see over here that there was a Suda. at the bris. So this is another mocker for the Suda. Now, there is a famous Tosas on page 6 that quotes a famous Yerushalmi, and then there's another, there's a story that I can only tell you once the recorders are off.
It's about the Debris in 1979, like Bahomer.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's.
I think that piqued our curiosity. Yes.
Yeah. So there is a Tosis here. This is the sugya of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who went off the derech, right? So the Yerushalmi says, take a look at the Yerushalmi. Took a shuv vonim shavavim. Yerushalmi, the first lama ira lokach. Beginning of the Tosas. Why did it happen that he went off the derech? You know? Page 6. The first, the Tosas. Shuv vonim shavavim. The first words of the Tosas.
Okay.
Yerushalmi, the first lama ira lokach. So what was the story? So go further down. First word on the line is Lokach Dorash. See? El Tov Achris Dover Merishisosh. Tov Achris Dover Shehu Tov Merishiso. Because if you want to have something good, it has to be good from the beginning. So what happened? You have a Maisa Avuya Avi Havamigdoli Yushalayim. Right, Elisha ben Avuya. So who was Avuya? Avuya was from the Gedola Yerushalayim. V'yom Shabba Lumhulei, and the day of the bris of his son, Elisha, Kara L'chol Gedola Yerushalayim. And he called all the Gedola Yerushalayim should come. For Shivim B'vayis Echad, V'l'amazul L'mshua B'mokam Acher, and Moshe Yeshua was someplace else. Man the achlin shasin, so they were eating and drinking. Sharin, the tapchin, clapping umaraktim, and they were dancing. Amri ad ilan askin bididhu nasak bididon. So some of the rabbanim said that what these people are busy dancing and singing, and we will talk and learning. We won't waste time. Yashuv and Sasku B'divei Torah Yarda Eish Min HaShemayim. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, I guess we're talking and learning, and everyone, and they said, you know, everyone else is dancing and singing, we'll talk and learning. And an Eish came in a Shemayim, v'kifa osam, and it surrounded them. Amal Avuya Abba Gavin. So Avuya said, "Mat Basam Lisrov Basi." It was, I invited you to come to the, but are you coming to destroy? You coming to destroy my house? Was you caused an Eish to come Shemayim? Amal Chasa Shalom. El Yoshim Hayinu the Chosrim Divrei Torah, that we were learning Torah, and we Torah LeNeviim, Neviim LeKsuvim. Vayu Advarim Smechim Chinisos Nisinosam B'Sinai. And this I gave a drasha on this past Shavuos about this lashon. Advarim Smechim Chinisinosam B'Sinai. What the significance of that? But that's a separate thing. Lo Beish Nosnu Omer Holach. So in other words, we visited the Har Sinai experience in our learning of Torah. So in Har Sinai there was an Eish. So an Eish came with a Shemayim. So what did Avuya say? Kach kocha shal Torah. If this is the koyach of Torah, im iskayim haben azel Torah ani mafrisho. If my son lives, I want him to be part of this. If this is the koyach of Torah.
I don't think that's so terrible.
Ufisha lo haisa kavanosa lo Right. Whatever.
That's not our issue.
Right. But so that was the so since it wasn't L'shem Shemayim, so he went off the derech. And then that's what, well, so what do they use this? So again, the story was, then I'll fill in things after, but this is for the that there was a bris that took place many years ago, and after the bris, there was a rikud. Okay, after the bris, and then at the suda, the chver chasher rabbanim at the dais, and one rav said that it's very nice that these young boys are dancing. But it's not minig Israel to dance in a bris because sorely dianuka, just like we don't say a simcha b'mono. So the response to this rav that someone said was, but you see in Yerushalmi that the minig that they used to dance at the bris. So a certain rav has a yeshua for the other rav, but this other rav is makpid that at every bris he dafka makes a rikud. Since this story, so since 1979 that this bris was, he's makpid to make a rikud after. But okay, that's enough for now. The rest later.
Does Hanchak for the story too?
Yes. Well, there's a
we'll visit it later.
Parish.
Okay.
Okay.
So what caused it to throw off the derech?
Yeah. So since it wasn't Lishma from the beginning,
what wasn't Lishma?
In other words, his father said, "I want my son." In other words, if learning Torah means you can bring all the glamour and sparks and things, so I want my son to be part of that. So that wasn't like totally the Shem Shemayim.
It's also terrible.
Right. Okay. Well, in economy.
Why wasn't it the Shem Shemayim? How can you tell it wasn't the Shem Shemayim?
Because in other words, you want the glamour, the sparks, and
right.
So that when they're learning, the fireworks, fireworks, sparkling, and that was considered the Shemayim. So there wasn't a Tov Dover Me Reishiso. Okay, but we'll have to.
I know one Rav, used to be a Rav in Muncie, came some Chastora every year, gave big mussar that people should not be learning during Hakafas. It's a.
Yeah. Right. Well, I have a Shita about Hakafas. So, my Shita, I don't know if I'm the. I saw this someplace, Rav Schulzinger has, that I believe that hakafas were, you said the Anashe Mashiach, you went around, each kafa took a minute, 2 minutes. Right. That was what hakafas, not what they do today, that each kafa, I think that was is a much later idea of the yeshivas and things like that. But when the Vilna Gaon did hakafas, I think it was...
He said he was, the Vilna Gaon was
Karka, yeah. Right.
He danced with Coco.
Right, but,
but
I think... But I think the original, I shouldn't say the goal, but whatever, the original thing was just, the whole thing was a 10-minute...
And say the text of the Hakofa,
Because I was always bothered on at night, I have a whole piece on my safe in Minhagim about this, that you're supposed to make Kiddush right away, which, right? So they're dancing for 3 hours, and then they first go home and make Kiddush. So in Chaim Berlin, they go home right after Maariv and they have the meal and then they come back for the Hakafas. But that also wasn't the minig either. But basically want to put together the, you know, not to levatal o simchas yontif and whatever. But I think the pasha pshat, the old minig was, hakafas took 10 minutes. And it wasn't a bittel of mikadish miyad. But if you take 4 hours and you're first coming home at 10, 11, 12 at night, so that, you know, Telki has trouble getting in, see? Maybe his beard is too long.
Who is this?
Telki. Telki. So, not letting him in. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
that's the start of it.
But, okay, maybe, you know, I always used to go, I grew up in Flappish, where you, near where your son lives. And I used to take a lot of guys used to stay by me for Shavuos, for Simchas Torah, rather. Yeah. And we'd walk into Borough Park. And then on the way back, we would stop at Chaim Berlin. And they were, you know, that was in the heyday when the Susha Arim, when the Rosh Shiva was well. And it was, that was something to see. Okay, did I let you in there?
No. I remember the Hakafas here in the Kwayu from the 60s.
Yeah. Well, people used to...
Lesson.
People used to come in, they say, from the Bronx.
To where?
How many were there?
For Hakafas and Kwayu. Now they don't have any more, but... With the Kufa when they came in from the Bronx.
Yes, yes.
To
the Lesson,
Rav Lesson.
And Rav David Lifshitz.
You remember Rav Lesson?
Yeah, I remember him from Simchas Torah. He was,
yeah,
that was, I mean, I used to come up here, Simchas Torah, for that office. That was the only time I was.
And he had the Rosh Hashivas living in the neighborhood.
Yeah, Rav Lifshitz.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so, yeah, so then the Avudraham on page 7 it says Chei Nogu Lasa Suda B'yom Amila V'yesh Smach L'zeh V'medrash Sh'omer V'yesh Avraham Mishter Gadol B'yom Higom El Tzitzkak B'yom Hei Gimel Tzitzkak Sh'omer Mishter B'yom Hashmini Sh'animo Chei Mashpik Subas. And then he quotes that Gemara Ksubis. So you owe him Suda B'yom Hamila. The Rav Papa, because Rav Papa thought you should make sure Simcha B'mono. Right? Ilah Mishum D'Yigit Tzara D'Yinuka. V'chein Amar David Isfuli Chasidai Korsi Brisi Olai Zevach. Rav Hussein Zal Omru Zuz Mila. Zav Ches. Olai because Ches is Yom Shemini. And Zav is the blood that flows on the eighth day. Dam Mila, who Zav l'shmoni yom. Perish Rav Moshe Cohen, Shatamzeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chofes, Yishar Shakoch, Shenefesh Shakoch, Goros Achar Nefesh, and Skelis Pesias and Mitzvah. Okay, so these are the, various makoros. Various makoros. Now, okay. So this is the about the Suda. Okay, now the first thing I want to talk about is what is this notion that you don't invite to a bris milah? I'm sure you heard you don't invite.
Modia.
Well, just modia. What is that? Where does that come from? What is that? So let's see what that is all about.
The Suda mitzvah in general.
Oh, so let's see.
And so the classic Suda mitzvah is the wedding feast to which you dafkin invite.
Right. Yeah. So let's see. So page 8, Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Shiva Menudim LaShamayim. There are 7 people that are Menudim LaShamayim Lein. Yehudi Shein Lo Isha V'yesh Lo Isha V'yesh Lo Bonim Isha. And then he says, the last one, V'yesh. V'yesh Omrim Av Misha Ein Mesiv B'chabur Shal Mitzvah. Chabur shal mitzvah says the Rashbam, kigon mishnah shal bris mila, or bas kohen lekohen. So it's interesting, as we'll see pointed out, it's the only v'yesh omrim. It's not even part of the original list. So you have seven, and Yeshomim eighth of Mishain Mesa B'chabur Shal Mitzvah. But as you said, it doesn't say Beferish that anything to do with Milo. Rashi, or Rashbam rather, says Mr. Shal Bris Milo or Bas Koin L'Koin. That was because the Gemara assumes, like Rav Shech always likes to point out, that a Sudas Nesuin is not always considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Only certain, Sudas. But, okay. But, and then look at Tosfos on the next page, on page 9. Bei Meisim Sudas Mitzvah, Hainu Sudas Mila. The Obe Memedrish, the Nitzol Medina Shal Genom, Sudas Nesuin B'tam L'Chochem, Ubas Kohen L'Kohen. So, the Davkir Sheisham B'nei Adam Hugonim, G'damrin Perak Zer Boreh. Nikia Hadassi B'Shalayim Lo Yim Masubim Masuda Al Kain Yodim Ish Meisi V'imohem. Right, so, but, as you said, the Gemara says it doesn't say anything special about the Mila. Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosfos, when they're giving examples, Bris Mila is one of the examples they give. So why is Bris Mila highlighted?
Also something, assumingly, in order to know who's going to be at the wedding, the Suda, you have to have it, there would be invitations.
Right.
They just put up notices. People would not know who's at the Suda, per se.
So you're saying that, well...
It's more likely than not necessarily, but it's more likely if they're... in order to have the Minhag Yerushalayim, they would have had invitations.
Well, what kind of invitations?
No, because you're not Meisei unless you know who's going to come.
Come, so
you
then...
You call up the Balabas and say, who's invited?
Yeah.
But he won't know the answer if it's only a sign. That's your point, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Was in a baby.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see.
Talking about learning Torah and Eish.
Right. So there is a sefer called Makom Shmuel. This is an old sefer. That's why you have the Gottesman Library. I can get you the Makom Shmuel, who quotes another old sefer. This sefer is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva already, so it wasn't written yesterday.
Germany.
See.
Altoona.
So.
The yellow sabu.
So what is it talking about? Let's see. So first he has all these, what's the case here? So take a look, the first word in the line is Chas V'Sholom, on the right side.
Which column?
Right. V'inei amati gati gos boz kasher nichtav v'kvar mesudas bris mila al nechti. He had a sudas bris mila for his grandson. So one of his friends, he was matir hashayach lahem hashayach lasuda yom shemeis bo aviv. It was the fellow's yortzeit, the day of the bris. So some people have a minhag, they don't eat on the yortzeit, the tainus. So question is, could he matir the neder?
I was at a bris where the rav was the son that came out as far as the yortzeit.
He what?
He left immediately after the
Suda. He didn't stay for the Suda.
Oh, wait a minute. There wasn't a heter by a bail. It was only if the simcha was in the house.
A lower level
simcha in the house. That was mutter.
Yeah. So Yom Shemiz, Mahati and Nidra Lechali Makruim. Yangam Hutofas Venosa Satina Kedek Shanogim Chomodinus Lita. Shasandaku Anosia Satinok Cholak Mifodu Yehu Yodov. So he was the Sandak also. So he wanted to be Matir, this man's nether, so he could eat. I mean, the Kabbalah that he doesn't eat on a Yortzeh. Amadi b'pshitus shafilu hayad noseh satinam. He says, even if he wasn't the one carrying the baby, because mokum hutulul hatya nidra lechal makruim. Why? The hakeven that tainis b'yom shemesbo of einu el minug ba'alma, u'zifron tsar ba'alma, it's only a minug, mushkosim mariel b'tshuva, b'pshitus, again, a chomer shenogu b'tainis ahu, einu el mitam neder asin ala, it's a minug mitam neder, mushkosim b'tshuva barik, Jews Bashal, Taz, Yitlin, Chemavur Mekam Mekomus. So he says, so it's a nether. It's like a nether.
Minog is a nether derabana.
Nether mi derabana. Came in the time of Shem Nether, yeah. Okay, so that's, yeah, so then he goes on and says, so therefore, take a look now.
Okay. Did he say Ataras Nadarim, we mean without a Pesach, without them trying to make
we'll
sure...
Let's see, wait, let's see. Take a look now from page 11. So basically he says that since it's only a minhag, and this is, and eating at the Suda's mitzvah is more significant than a minhag. So that's why he wanted to be matter. With why should a minig cause him not to do, to be part of
a mitzvah.
Mitzvah. So on page 11, then he goes on and says, "Habeid rei the kavanas hashoel shem hayadafil hatara lo hayatzarich," and maybe you shouldn't even need hataras nedarim. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the Mir Bris Mila Mitzvah Lechol Ve'en Atzara Chatara. So he says, and this was by Siyah Masechta, he says, that maybe you could eat even a day you would normally fast. And then he says on line 4, page 11, the left side. Masha'en kein b'siyum b'sechta. So he's saying this is, because the Ramah, you see, the Ramah quotes this halacha b'duda neshamayim, that if you don't come to bris mila, you have it here, see. Here, take a look on page 18. So the Russian is Nogim Lasa Sudav Yom Mamila. And then it says Nogim Lakachas Binyan Lasudas Mila. Kari Sudas Mitzvah. Chol Misha in Ochem Sudas Mila Havikim Nun Lashamayim. But he doesn't say that by other. Even though, like we saw, it's based on the Gemara Pesachim, and the Gemara Pesachim never said anything about Mila per se. But the Ramah quotes it by Mila. That's so he says Madoch, so he's saying that that if he had a tainus and then there's a seum you could eat. Or you can make hatara or whatever.
And
the CM is not.
It's
not. From the Gemara and Sacham, you would not say that. Right. Correct. In other words, he shouldn't be machmir to say, I'm going to fast. Because he's losing out on the... on the Suda. And he quotes it. Where does he quote it from? From the Sefer Sharvit HaZahav. You see on page 11 on the left side, on the line that begins with Kosev the Sefer Sharvit HaZahav.
Yeah.
So I figured I'll try to find that Sefer. So we found it. Yeah, Moshe Shapir helped me. The Sefer was written 16... So it had... This is an old Sefer. From 1650.
What's it on?
It was from 1650. It was reprinted in Kiryas Yoel in Tavshin Samach Beis, but look on top. David Lida. Yeah. So he writes, So he talks about the Suda's Mila. And he says, Nogim was us. Sudas Biyamila, Sudas Mitzvah. Then he writes, and if you don't call me Menush Shalim, or easy, Rabbos, like only Olam Shayu Mochim, Bashamashim, Masovim, Bate, Bnei Yisrael. So the old days, the Shamashim would be knocking on people's doors. That was the old.
Modim
Shehem Zuman and the Sudas Biyamila. Yeah, so he says that. The Goni Olam were mocha on these shamashim that would knock on people's doors and tell everyone that there's a bris and they're invited. Kenog shalolas mina, bama mulai lo yelchu. Because if you can invite them, they might not come and then they're menudah l'shamayim. Bama mulai lo yelchu. So shama mitomim hanishavim v'yuchas v'shalom b'chlai nidoi. Nogim shi... So that's what the Malkam Shmuel was quoting from the Sod Hashem, the Sharvit Hazav, and this is the source of non-inviting, is from this Sefer, Sod Hashem, the Sharvit Hazav, based on that Gemara Pesachim.
It's very interesting. He puts it very. Like from Hilchos Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Based on
and then he quotes the Gemara, the Gemara Ksubas. Well, the Gemara Stachan says that if it ain't a massive by Sudas Misses, Menu Nil Shamayim.
Yes,
Amen. And Shir of Achil is one bagel.
What?
Shir of Achil is one bagel, right?
A bagel.
With lots.
It's a mitzvah and a mocha already.
Cream cheese.
Yeah.
A share of all three?
Bagel with lots and cream cheese. Pesachim, matzah, and maror. Same concept.
That's
a
mocha.
If you're not eating salami.
Yeah. And then... What?
I'm trying to remember if I was ever in a Bereshit Brisa.
I think we're coming to
that.
Yeah, we're coming to it.
We made a
Yeah, we're coming to it. Let's, okay, so Rav Yaakov Emden on page 15. Back to the Migdal Oz of Rav Yaakov Emden. So first he writes, Lo yazmin mishi yodeh bo sheyne bo el halachem. Sh'asu ligdov das habriyas. So it's to invite someone when you know he's not going to come. So you know he's not going to come, that's why you're inviting him. You know, I mean, the minhag is people like you make a wedding, they'll invite people who are in Eretz Yisrael just to show that. Right, we have in your mind. But here he's talking about that you really know he can't come, so that's why you're inviting him. Lo yazmin mishi yodeh bo she'enu bo el halechem she'osu ligdov das habriyas. Megam yesh bo tzas michshol likvalo dvar mitzvah in a holech she'chimunu el shemayim. But again, the pashtus is, like you said, it shouldn't have nothing to do with bris milah more than any chasana.
You could find out that the chasanas were the bris milah you're not going to passel, the chasana we're passeling because it's not a bas calling the calling.
Oh, you're saying because most chasanas...
We're assuming that...
He's saying most chasanas... In other words, the Gemara seems to say, like Rav Shach always points out, that chasan is only through the mitzvah if it's either, you know, somebody to a bas tam chacham or a bas kohen to a kohen. They're very limited, you see.
That's one way to go about
it. Right, so they can say, so he's saying that's why. In other words, Rabbi Telkin is saying, why did it take off that people don't say that you shouldn't invite to a wedding? So Rabbi Telkin is saying, because most weddings are not Suda's mitzvah.
Say reverse, that they said it about the bris milah and they didn't say it about wedding, because if they would have done it reverse, if they would have tried to say it about, that's a svara for not doing it by weddings, it wouldn't have flown over very well.
Then what?
People would have, if they would have said
people,
it...
People like to assume their wedding is a Suda's mitzvah.
Right. So therefore what?
Said it about bris milah. They didn't say the svaras completely.
This has consequences for somebody in Avelis, whether it's a Suda's mitzvah or not.
Yeah, that we spoke about in Hilchos Avelis.
Whether you call a wedding a Suda's mitzvah or not, can affect that.
Yeah, but the pashtus is that we discussed that a wedding, an oval can't go because there's music at the wedding. And a bris milah is usually not music, so the svardim are mutter to go, we said, right? And the Ashkenazim have a minhag not to go even without music, unless it's in the house,
right? Unless you want to hold back the Ramban, who says when you, and if you're not allowed to be machnis and nikonis the veis hamishta.
Right, but we assume
Ramban holds
only by eating.
On the Ramban, you can be there without eating.
Yeah.
But not everybody holds like that.
Yeah. And then he quotes the Medrash from Eicha. See, we're getting it. We're hitting everything here. On page 16. It says, Yakruson shall bnei Yishlaim shall ohayal echem hem holech lasuda ad shenikra v'nishter. In other words, people wouldn't go to a suda unless they were invited twice. Because you invite him once, then maybe he wasn't really sincere. But if you really want me to come, so you call again. Those, if you only want to be Yotze Zayin, then they said, oh, I invited you, so you invite him once. And then it was Yotze Zayin. You don't really want him. If you really want him, you invite him. That's why the Bnei Yerushalayim, and this is a Medrash Rabbah, with Eicha. Look on page 17. Again, this is before there were written invitations. We had page 17, the last three lines. Dovra Acher Mehaisa Yakruson. What was the specialty of Loya Echamim Holach Lasuda Asher Nikra V'Nishna? So that's what Rav Yaakov Emden is saying. Rami Cohen quotes that you shouldn't go unless, or some people would mock me not to go unless they were invited twice. And then he says, Sir, Shalom Lishkoch, Hazmin Aniyim. says Mokum Makatrig, right? So there could be a Kitrug that was happened by the. That was the whole idea by Avraham Avinu, by Akedah, because he did the Mishneh Kodol, and he invited all the Gedolei Hador, and there were no Anim. That's what Chazal says, that's what he quotes. Well, that's why you have to invite Anim.
Isn't it the Mashmal?
Should be a Kitru.
Isn't the Mashmal also this Medrash that we're talking about in the Suwan, not of Bris Mila?
Which?
The Echarabah.
Yeah, why?
Because every single other Moshe case is very explicitly on...
Wouldn't this be a riot that right, you can't invite somebody? Meaning, yeah, they were only come if they were invited twice, and they were invited yeah, once and wouldn't come. That seems to say that being yeah, invited and not coming is fine.
Yeah, one second. Okay. Now, take a look. Yeah.
Well, I'm not following. Not necessarily.
If I had to be invited twice to come, and I'm invited once and I don't come, there shouldn't be a need because I wasn't invited twice. So when I invite everyone twice, or when I invite everyone once, who's getting, I don't, it's between this kind of a raya.
Yeah, okay. Take a look now in the Yismach Moshe. I never realized that there's a parish from the Yismach Moshe in the bottom, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. From Moshe Teitelbaum. The Yismach Moshe is the, the Satmar Dynasty, Ohel.
On page?
19. Is by Hagos v'chidushim me'rav agon Moshe Teitelbaum. I'll say for Yismach Moshe. They tell a story of that when he was like 12 years old, he had finished one of these stories. He finished everything, whatever, and he had like 5 kashas in learning that he couldn't answer. So they told him to go to the Vilna Gaon, and he told the Vilna Gaon the kashas, and he answered all the kashas, and then he wanted to stay learning by the Vilna Gaon. And at that point, he just turned bar mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon made him a sudas bar mitzvah, but then he sent him back home. He said, "No, you're going to be the leader someplace else, and you shouldn't stay here." That's the story. Okay, so Dr. Lyman also had his doubts. I discussed it with him, but this is more—it's brought in the books. But okay, whatever. But he was a great person. Whether this story ever happened with him in the Vilna Gaon or not, still, and the Yismach Moshe—they they reprint. I think now they finished with new printing of the Yismach Moshe with footnotes, and he was a tremendous guy. So he says Tzvi al Aramo that Tosis Kosu came the first Divri Yeshom and Tanya. He says, why does Ramo quotes this idea Menula L'Shamayim by Bris Mila? I mean, it's only the Yesh Omrim. So who says we should even pask him? Right? It's the Yesh Omrim is the Chabura's Mitzvah. Who says we even pask him like that?
We have a concept of Sak by Agadatov?
The Kaimon, Yesh Omrim, Hainu, Rav Nosson, the Tanakama, Rav Nosson, Halacha Ketanakama, the Stam Tanakama, Rabim V'yachid, Rabim Halacha Rabim, Yilom Malchum Shenikma Behedya. So the Yesh Omrim is usually Rav Nosson, and the Chachamim are against him. So why does the Ramah quote this halacha by Bris Mila? Bris Mila is based on V'yesh Omrim, but it's only Yesh Omrim. So in other words, the Pasha says there are only 7 that are in the Shemayim, and this is not one of the 7. This is V'yesh Omrim. So he says that's why he wants to say, if you look carefully at the Ramah, Kimenu v'del Shemayim. So if you look at the Gemara Pesachim,
Menuda.
But what does the Ramah say? Kimenuda. Because it's really not, Right, the Gemara uses the lashon menuda l'shamayim, but the Ramah, when he quotes it, it's shiva menudim l'shamayim, and the Ramah says that's his diyek. The Ramah says because it's only the Yesh Omer. So he's saying that really we don't hold that. That's why he said Kim do that. And he wants to say another pshat that maybe it just means that once you're there
yeah.
and you're not participating.
Right, so leaving early, like Sandik did.
In other words, it never says Mishayin Ochel. In other words, Mokomer Mishayin Holech Leachol. Maybe if you don't go, so there's not even a problem because you didn't go. But if you're there, okay. But Bekitzer, now there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe. It's a famous tshuva, and everybody knows about this tshuva. But I'm telling you, no one knows the second part of this tshuva. You know what the tshuva is about? Yeshua Lyman, that's Dr. Lyman's brother, right? Allah Hashalom.
Oh, yeah.
He had that Light magazine.
That was him.
You know about Light magazine?
Oh.
That was the famous, that's also for after the...
That's him?
Yeah, that's Dr. Lyman's brother, Yeshua Lyman. He was a very stark, it was a Haredi newspaper, very Haredi. Huh. But that's not for... So the tshuva is about switching your minhag for a sphere. You know, if you're... So that's very famous. But then, there's the next part of the tshuva no one ever read. No one ever read, but here on page 21... So Rav Moshe writes, "Lachain, im ein hechrach funav l'staper shalobosh kol chachleila chachusin blow disperse." In other words, he says, if you don't really have to take a haircut, so don't take a haircut, right? If you're not bosh to go. Lo b'vayim who makruim keil sheik pido lov shalo yovo ve'ba afim mokam rochuk ve'minich asalkov lovo lachasuno. In other words, needless to say, if he's from the people that really have to be at the wedding.
It's a
color of color. Right, he's very close, right? Now, Avim Mumshakru, Nam Kemishi is Kol Echad, Staper, Lo Yuchal, Lios Sham, Rasha, Listaper. Because you want to take a haircut to go to the wedding. And it's your minhag of sphira. So he says that maybe you could. Because it's a mitzvah to be at the wedding. He says, "Lo domi lebris mila, shein matirim lechol hakruim listaper." I just got to Shaila. Somebody just, somebody just sent it to me yesterday. About we're making a, can the baby's brothers get haircuts on Friday or just me?
The father asked.
Yeah. So Bris Mila.
Bris on Sunday.
Shabbos.
Bris on Shabbos, yeah.
This coming Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
It says, "Well, domi the Bris Mila, shein matir l'chol akruim l'staper." But in other words, he's willing to be matir to. That they can get haircuts to go to the wedding, but not for a bris mila. Bris mila is only avi aben v'mol v'sandek. Right, so that's what I told him. But Shasham lechem mitzvah al shar b'nei odom mitzad asma sheyavo al bris. In other words, there's no mitzvah necessarily to come to the bris. Al avi haben, who mitzvah sheyaseh b'simcha b'ribui om, shikur chaver l'smo chimo, aval b'nesuvah mitzvah al kol odom sheyelchu l'simchas n'esuvah. The Isa of Shmuel, she calls him Moshe Pus, mitzvah l'smoch. It's a mitzvah to go to a wedding. See if God give a cause of all Yosef Mizeh Shaf. Back the Odeshi is chupa be'ir mitzvah lof af levatel milimudo. So b'meila, if it's a mitzvah, then you can take it, and you can't go without a haircut, then you can go. So that's by a chasana. He says it could be in New York. Okay, it's big, it's different. But then he says, after we don't need the Chasam Ramah, look on page 21, on the top left. Chol Misha Eino Ochel Besudas Mila Havikim Menudo L'Shamayim Lo Kosev Zeh Minasuin. So how come he doesn't write that Minasuin? Ayim Metosis Shem Ramah He's a Gam Sudas Nesuin Tam Chochem Zeh Kavaras Agra Ayim Metosis Sachem Shalach Shal Shal Ramah She Kosev Zeh Daka Sudas Mila On Kolponim Hazim Shal Ramah Lo Posek Zeh Helam Sudas Mila V'cheno Minas Shal Sudas Mila Mahadrin shall likro. Pischei tshuva b'shei mekom Shmuel. Misefer Sharvit Hazav. So the suud lo reinu she mahadrin af lo suud is nesuit tam chacham. Right? So tam chacham gets married. So we don't say, oh, you can't invite because people might not go. Aval einu mishum she yesh alav mitzar atzmo mitzvah leilach le brismila. El mishum mitzvah savi haben. She koro lovo also lo limnoa lechol mitzvah gdolo demilo. You see, by Mila, there's no mitzvah to go to a Mila necessarily. Right?
It's a mitzvah to go if you're cold.
Right. The mitzvah Avi Haben, Shekara Lovo, also lo limno l'chvod mitzvah gdola de Mila. Because since there's no mitzvah per se to be misameach by a Mila, the mitzvah is only if you're cold, Shenimno v'lo nena l'kriya. Because the kriya makes the whole chiyuv, so to speak. But by the suin, have a chiyuv lavo mitzar atzmo. But the suin is a chiyuv to go. Aval emezeh inyan hanidoy mishum de'ein hanidoy mishum godol achiyuv. So he came mitzvah sheilam nidoy mevel over el mishum kovad mitzvah mila shuzel lekem ben suin. So he says that what that by. So the nidoy is only on something that what?
It's worse than a
nidoy. Bavar Echad Aleim El Mishum Kovad Mitzvahs Mila Shazel Lekem B'Nesuin. It's counterintuitive. In other words, he's saying by Nesuin it's such you have to go. It's everyone has to go. Whenever there's a Nesuin, everyone should go. Right. But you don't have that by Mila. Mila is because he invites. So the invitation creates the chiyuv. So that's why you shouldn't.
Why you don't invite?
Right.
That's it.
Right. So this
has. Difficult to accept because it's
so that's why he says that you could take a haircut during Sphira for the Nisuan because the Nisuan itself. There's a chova
for the boys at the bris.
Yeah, right. Not the. Right. The only question I had was maybe those boys really were katanim, you know, that's a different question. But besides, if they would certainly be gedolim, there wouldn't be a question. Katanim is a whole shayla, but. So he says that that's the vort, that that's why you can take the haircut, because everyone, there's a chova, it's for everyone to go. So in order to do your chova, you have to take the haircut. So then we let you take the haircut. But Milan, there's no chova to go.
Unless the father makes a mistake and invites.
And if father invites, right. So then it's the din of menuda.
That's nice.
But
what happens if the father doesn't know better and he directly invites people?
Which happens quite often.
Right.
Yeah. What this? That
right. If you assume like this shtickle Torah, you don't have to assume like this shtickle Torah. Rav Harfinus on page 23. Yisrael David Harfinus from Williamsburg. A good friend. This is one of his first farm by Yivarach David. He says he has a thing. The Shaltik Shem was minimusul suduk chasana or shevabrach is a koshal olelech. He mutalo ishtamed lo lelech. So he quotes that whole thing. He quotes the Bris Mila. And he wants to say, Elanira Lomar. On the left side, the Hanal Davka she'ena holach b'derech zilzul shemazal mitzvah. Rabbi she'ena holach machmas tircha yisera trasi b'shekosha lavadover case ena b'chlal zeh. The imokena dar b'yeres gadol shem the yom b'yom yesham sudas mitzvah shonas v'yeh b'chuyim v'elach l'sham b'chol yom v'yom ena davar sof. So it has to be if it's nearer that it's a zilzul. If you just stop, you're a busy person. You have 100 things. You know you can't. Can't be at every.
If you're at the shore where the mila is at, that seems to be there. It's a zilzol, even if you have a million things.
Fine.
I'm walking.
I would ordinarily run out before a lane weave, and suddenly there's a bris.
Yeah, that's the zilzol. That's exactly.
Why is that zilzol?
Because you're making a show.
I'm making a show. No. I need
if
to go to work.
Before Elena, they haven't done the bris yet.
No, but whatever. I usually leave early. I have to go to work just. Today, just like yesterday, I'm also the bris. I just happen to not be able to stay because I have to go to work.
Right.
Yeah, when you're in a spot where there's a bris, it's different from where you're not going to the bris.
Maybe the exer is then to leave already during Ashrei Vav Tzion. And there's no
ekerim. I didn't mean to see a specific example.
Oh, the exer is definitely a different shul. Get a
I didn't know that.
He has an email that it's going to be.
I show up and there's a kishon shul.
So you should leave?
I have to go find another shul for
this? Yeah, it's not Mustafa.
The mashtamas, it doesn't say
the mitzvah is to stay for the suuda.
The suuda, not the bris.
But if you're not there for the bris, it seems to be
walking out before the bris. If you're walking out 5 seconds before a bris, that's not zilzul.
Yeah, but wait a minute. If you're davening in a shul that you didn't know that there was a bris, and there was a bris. Yeah,
but you're walking out 5 seconds before the bris. How's that not a zilzul?
No. Let's say you stay for the bris.
That's irrelevant.
But you don't. You don't stay for the suddah. Are you mechuyev to stay for the suddah if you didn't get a whole do'a of the bris? Are you mechuyev to stay for the suddah if you did not get a whole do'a of the bris?
According to the simple of the reading of the Ramah, yes.
Yeah, but they do
it. No, so not. So the way Rav Moshe is explaining that the whole thing by a meal is because you were invited. That's where it comes from. By nisuin. The invitation doesn't make a difference. It's the it's a bigger chiyuv, but in counterintuitive, it's a bigger chiyuv, but there's no nidui. And this is it's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's counterintuitive. Like, yeah. Okay, but I want to point out that this is like this whole shtickle Torah. People never say over. Mm-hmm. You never heard this. You've heard it 1,000 times. This tshuva. But the people about changing them and hug them, but you never this whole shtickel Torah about the difference between the suin and the bris mila. That was why I'm very excited because I never read the end of the tshuva, you know, about this till.
Is there a chiyuv to stay at the suza if you went to a shul for shachris but you didn't know there was a bris? Is there a chiyuv to eat at the suuda? I mean, I mean, nowadays you don't go to a place where you weren't notified, right?
Right. It happens
all the time. People don't do that.
I spoke to Shacharis because I wanted to daven Shacharis, and suddenly there's a chair in the front of the Beis Medrash.
Right.
I don't know the guy from... Right.
So
anybody,
you're
I'm not going to stay
No, you're not mechuyev to...
Did you leave during the bris? Let's say they brought the baby in. Should you stay or
should
you...
So,
guys ask you that a lot.
You mean they already brought the baby in? Is that considered
a... brought the baby in, so should you leave or should you stay?
What Moshe is saying is that only... That technically you might even... You know, obviously it's not... But technically, it could be you could even leave. Because the way Rav Moshe is saying it is that the bris is not, there's no, in other words, to leave by a chasana, that's a different thing. Because that you're, but to be, I mean, okay, there's, you know, it might make the guy feel, but if he doesn't know you from Adam, and you just happen to be there, so.
Not my mitzvah, it's his
mitzvah. Right. Yeah. So someone's putting on tefillin. I have to watch him putting on tefillin.
We didn't have simple by tefillin. Because we were Kayim Mamila Vesimcha as opposed to Arayas, you quoted that in the packet?
Yeah, so Bekitzer, so that's the story here. Okay.
That's the story.
Yeah, now what were the stories?